Top communist terrorist Alluri Usha Rani, who was involved in several Maoist attacks, surrenders before Telangana police. Hyderabad, top Naxalite Alluri Usha Rani alias Vijayaka alias Pochakka alias Bhanu Didi surrendered before the state police on Saturday. Rani, 53, a native of Tenali, Guntur district, was a divisional committee member of the North Sub-Zonal Bureau of Dandakaranya Special Zonal Committee, said a press statement by the Director General of Police, Telangana. Rani surrendered citing unfulfilled aspirations and health problems. She joined the organization with a lot of expectations to bring change in society and actively participated in armed struggles for more than 3 decades. However, she failed to see the light at the end of the tunnel, as per the press statement. As her aspirations were not fulfilled and there was no hope of realizing her dreams through protracted armed struggle, she decided to surrender citing health problems, said the statement. As her health is not supporting her to continue in CPI, Maoist, organization, in April 2019, she requested Ramakrishna at Kamlesh, SZCM, East Buster in charge to provide her treatment and also expressed her desire to surrender to health issues, it added. The same proposal was forwarded to CCMs, where they agreed to her surrender after 2.5 years, i.e., in August 2022. Among other reasons, the desire to lead a peaceful life with her family members is also one of the reasons behind her surrender. According to the police, Rani was involved in several violent incidents both in Telangana and Chhattisgarh. She confessed to having participated in a total of 14 offences during her underground life as a Naxal in the two states, which includes 5 attacks on security forces, 3 exchanges of fire with police, 3 cases of blasting of buildings of public and private, an abduction case and 2 assault cases. On the occasion, DGP Mahinder Reddy appealed to the Naxal cadre to join the mainstream and take part in the advancement of the nation through constructive participation. Surrendering will benefit from the rehabilitation process, which includes immediate relief with monetary help and other support measures, read the statement. She will be provided total rehabilitation by the state government and will be given cash of 50,000 rupees towards meeting her immediate expenses, Mahinder Reddy added. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.